please like and subscribe. Let's grow NAI basketball. Thank you. Cascade Hoops Talk, bringing the world NAI basketball one podcast at a time. Hey, Cascade Hoops Talk, Billy D. Hey, happy Valentine's Day. And I hope everybody enjoys the day. Take your loved one out to supper, or at least buy them some chocolates or something. Hey, not a lot of ball games last night, but we're going to talk about it. We're going to start to, you know, we'll break down a couple more conferences, how they work, and we're going to tear into that River States. It's got a pretty complicated system. So let's just go through what happened last night. In the Red River Conference, there's only one game, LSU-Shreveport. Texas A&M, Texarkana gave them a game, but Shreveport came through at the end, and they were able to win this game 89-79. A pair of Kings were in their favor. Jalen King, he had 24 points, 8 rebounds. And Paul King, you talk about filling the stat line, just missed the triple-double. 26 points, 9 rebounds, 8 assists. So LSU-Shreveport now, they go to 18-6. They're going to play Xavier on Thursday. Let's jump over to that Red River Conference. So LSU-Alexandria still has the lead. What is that? One full game on Texas College. Xavier behind them. And then LSU-Shreveport 13-5. There's not going to be enough games left for them to catch Alexandria. The other thing I wanted to show you tonight is how this conference breaks down. All their games are going to be played at LSU-Alexandria. That's a real bonus for them with the way they're playing this season. But it's a classic 1-8, 2-7, 3-6, 5-4, as you can see. And so if you look back, oh, and I should have put the line here. So there's 8, and that's my fault. But these 1, 2, 3, 4, right now, these would be the home teams, and that's the way it looks with Our Lady of the Lake already having 9 losses. And then 1, 2, 3, 4, down to Southwest here. Paul Quinn, I don't think they can get in postseason. But it's probably pretty close to how it's going to be. So we'll continue to watch it. I should have blocked that out better, but I didn't. In the River States tonight, a lot of action. In the IU Kokomo, they just edged Midway. In this game, Max Newman, 15 points, 13 rebounds. And Joseph Anon, he had 15 points, 11 rebounds. So a pair of double-doubles really powered Kokomo through. I think Kokomo's better than their record, but they've had some tough losses that have kind of hurt them. Alice Lloyd and Rio Grande, they went to overtime. St. Mary of the Woods, they just win. They just win. St. Mary of the Woods wins 79-78. Kobe Barnes, 35 points, 6 rebounds. His night was so hot, he even hit the winning free throw. West Virginia Tech wins, and as does IU East. Okay, so the River States is a little bit different. These are the standings right now. St. Mary of the Woods continues to lead Point Park. And these 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. So these 10 teams make the playoffs, so the top 10. But the seeding, I shouldn't say it's going to be those 10. It's the top 10. This is where it gets complicated. Okay. I'm not going to read this all to you. But they have a point system. So the teams advancing to the postseason, the seeding of the tournament is appointed by a point system. And see, it goes like 7 points for a win over, you know, if a team has a 750, 6.5 points if their win percentage is this, 6 points if it's over 500. You can see that's complicated. But I don't know what to say other than it's complicated. And if you want to dig out your calculator and figure it out, you're my guest. You can do that. And then they play the tournament in this fashion. So they play So there's 10 teams. So these, you know, four of them have to do a play-in. So two will do a play-in, and then that will make up your standard 8-team playoff. So we don't even know exactly where everybody's going to be seated unless you want to go through and do that calculation with their seeding system. And if you guys got that all figured out, anybody want to shoot me a note, or if you want to come on and explain it and you know it better than I do, you're more than welcome. Over in the American Midwest tonight, key games there. Central Baptist wins over Williams Baptist. William Woods won this game 70-55, but they never finalized it. And Presto and Missouri Baptist wins. So Central Baptist is going to end up the number one, I'm guessing there. That was a big win for Missouri Baptist over UHSP, because you can see they're right there in a battle for a home game. The four on top get a home game. This conference is a traditional setup. Eight has to go to one, five has to go to four. So it's that traditional setup. So the you want to stay in this top half of the bracket. So big win for Missouri Baptist to kind of hold off Williams Baptist. That's only a couple conferences. Again, I'm serious. If there's somebody who can explain that River States better than me, because I'm sure all I did is confused you, I'd be more than happy to put on somebody who can explain that better. And tomorrow, remember, or today, new polls come out. The best thing to do is go to the NAI Twitter page. That seems to be where it comes out the first. Secondly, so the new poll comes out tomorrow. GPAC plays, Crossroads plays. There's a load of games tomorrow, and the games right now are so important. So just settle down in your easy chair, watch some basketball. Well, the ones that are free, the ones that aren't, I guess you just have to look at the score when it's done. But that's another subject for another day. But the Sooner Conference, a lot of the GPAC teams have free games. There's a lot of schools that have the free games you can watch. And give them your patronage. Hey, this is Billy D, and we'll be talking tomorrow with tons of basketball scores. And don't forget, the new Top 25 comes out today. Thank you. Thank you very much for supporting our podcast. Please like and subscribe. Get out to your local NAI school, because NAI basketball is the best entertainment value in America.